could you not play She Blinded Me with Science?
Everybody knows Science and Bill Nye. He's a science guy.
It's not really a song, though. It's a theme.
Inertia theme is a song. Property of matter.
Bill.
I think She Blinded Me with Science would have been a better choice, but...
How about the weird science song? When they made the pretty girl?
Yeah, Weird Science from Oingo Boingo.
Nah, we all know what time it is.
I didn't even give the code word yet.
Well, what are you waiting for?
Well, turn off Pizzola's music. I can't help it if you chose a song that was 30 seconds for science.
Everybody knows. Everybody connotes science with Bill Nye.
Bill Nye the science guy.
Okay. All right. Time for your chance to win $1,000. WQAM's $1,000 slap shot. Text the word science. Science! Text the word science to 72881 and you're registered. Bill.
I used to watch this.
Everyone watched Bill Nye the Science Guy. Text science to 72881 right now. Okay, we got you. WQAM's $1,000 slap shot brought to you by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys.
Inertia.
We got you, inertia. 1-800-747-FREE. 1-800-747-3733. If you don't win this time, your next chance will be at 4 o'clock. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Now you can hit it.
Science.
No, not that. The Pizzola song. Running me hot, man.
He started off early today.
I like it, man.
Money, 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 money!
Bring him on. We need help. You don't like to admit it. But I'll let you know we need help.
Hey, man, we had a zillion bets working this past weekend. I think we netted minus $10 each, so...
We need help.
Don't worry about it too much. Rob Pizzola is a professional sports gambler. You can follow him on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. He doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We enjoy talking to him. And there he is. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Mark.
Do any of the NFL head coaching hires move the needle for you as a gambler?
As a gambler, I would say not really. I mean, it's still so hard to quantify the impact of a head coach in the NFL. I see some hires that I like. I see some hires that I don't like. But that's just as a personal fan or like a casual fan of the NFL. From a gambling perspective, we're really not going to know what these coaches are until we actually see some schemes and see some preseason games and so on and so forth. So for me, no. I mean, I keep on top of it because it's something I'm interested in, but it's not going to affect my opinion of each team going forward, really.
Just look quickly at what Rob did with us last week. He had the Heat. Oh, that Heat under was terrible. That was a loser.
Stunk, yeah. Big loser.
Oh, my God. They couldn't miss a shot. Neither team. It was crazy. Colts and Texans, you had the... Oh, what a brutal loss for you. You told everyone the Colts over 23.5. The Colts over. They had 21 points at halftime and did not score again the rest of the game. That had to kill you.
It was, I would say frustrating would be an understatement for that one, for sure.
Yeah, you told us to tease the Seahawks. That was a winner. You told us the Chargers. That was a winner. You had Clemson plus the points. That was a winner. You had the Clippers score first on that Thursday. But I don't even know what happened on that, so I don't know if that was a winner or loser.
It was a winner.
In Australian soccer, you had the over, Western Sydney and, I don't know, who else, Manitoba or something. I think that's in Canada. But it was over. My site had it at 2.5. You told us 3. It was 2.5. They scored 3 goals. And the NHL that night, you had the Capitals lose. So you had a winning week with us. So nice job out of you.
I mean, even the losers, when I think back, the Colts, like you said, was a pretty bad beat. The Capitals ended up losing that game in overtime, so which is a coin flip in the NHL pretty much. So I think overall it was a pretty good week. Could have been a very, very good week.
Miami Heat, they are hosting the Celtics tonight at the American Airlines Arena. The Heat are getting 2.5 points from Boston.
Yeah, I'm not in love with the game. If I had to lean to anything, I would lean to Miami. I don't see a whole lot of player props posted yet for this game, but I would strongly take a look at unders for the Celtics wing players tonight when they get posted. So Jason Tatum, Gordon Hayward, I would look at unders on points for those guys just because the Heat have such good, big, physical wing players themselves. I think that's their biggest opportunity for success in tonight's game. So I don't like the spread. I don't like the total. I haven't seen player props yet, but I'd be inclined to say Tatum and Hayward unders for points tonight.
The Florida Panthers are in your great nation of Canada tonight in Edmonton. Where's Edmonton near you?
It's very far.
So it's not near you. It was a terrible question. Where is Edmonton near you? It made no sense.
I mean,
what an awful question.
It's on the other side of the country. Like, where is Los Angeles near you, Mark? Right.
I'd just hang up on you and go, this guy's an idiot.
Have you ever looked at a Canada map?
No.
Never even tried.
No, and I've been in Canada several times. I love Canada. But so Edmonton is not near you in Toronto?
No, Edmonton would be the mountain time zone.
I got you. And it's never been near Toronto?
Goodness.
It's never been near Toronto.
I'm just checking. What about the Panthers in Edmonton tonight? You like that game at all?
I kind of do. I kind of like the Panthers. I mean, I wouldn't go nuts with it or anything to get James Reimer in goal, who's a backup, and he really hasn't been good this year. But Edmonton has a lot of problems right now. They're struggling with goaltending themselves as well. They go to Cam Talbot, who started the year as their starting goalie, ended up being a backup, and he's now back in the starting role. It doesn't matter who they put in net. They have bad goalies. They're playing their fourth game in 6 nights. They have some serious injuries. The roster is an absolute mess. They really only have about 3 above-average players on the entire team right now. So Florida's an underdog in the game. I think the game should probably be a pick 'em again. If I was betting it now, it'd be about a half-unit play, but I do think I like Florida tonight.
All right, let's look at the NFL playoffs this weekend. On Saturday, the early game, the Chiefs host the Colts. KC is a 5.5-point favorite.
Yeah, last week I started the show by talking about a trend in the NFL in the playoffs over recent years, and that trend is first-time playoff quarterbacks. You go back to the year 2002, and first-time playoff quarterbacks, they're now 13-32-1 against the spread in that span. All three of them last week lost. Mitch Trubisky lost, Lamar Jackson lost, and the early game, Deshaun Watson lost. Patrick Mahomes, first-time playoff quarterback this week. Now, granted, he's a lot better than the rest of those quarterbacks, but that's something to keep an eye on. I do think there's something to this trend in the NFL with these younger quarterbacks experiencing pressure in the playoffs. Now, the number for me, it's about right. I do lean to Indianapolis. I struggle to see Kansas City generating stops in this game. The only thing they do well on defense is put pressure on the quarterback. But Indianapolis, exactly like I said last week against Houston, has a great offensive line. They've had one of the best offensive lines in the entire league for the entire season. So I just don't see how Kansas City generates stops here. I'm not in love with it. I probably end up playing it for a small play. I do like the Colts this week at KC.
And Rob, not just this game, all four this weekend. Does the bye week affect the line?
It definitely does. So, I mean, there's higher home field advantage in the playoffs in general. We know from about a couple decades now that home field advantage in the playoffs is typically worth about a point more than it is in the regular season. Part of that is because the bye week is baked into it. But, yeah, it's an advantage to come off a bye week. It's nothing crazy, but it's worth about a half a point coming off a bye week. A lot of people like to draw up their own narrative. Sometimes if a team loses off a bye week, it's because, oh, they had that week and they're rusty and whatever. But for the most part, we know from a pretty large sample size that having a bye week in the NFL is advantageous.
Hey, have you ever looked mathematically, just as an aside here, have you ever looked mathematically at icing the kicker? We saw it with Cody Parkey in that Bears game on Sunday. Is there a mathematical edge to doing that or not doing that?
If there is, I've never explored it myself. Personally, as a fan, I always, whenever the coach calls a timeout to ice the kicker, I always wonder why the kicker actually kicks the ball. I mean, I feel like if I was a kicker in that situation, I wouldn't, I mean, it's a practice attempt, sure. But now if you drain that practice attempt, I think you put even more pressure on yourself to hit the next one. So I don't know if there's anything there. I've never studied it myself. I believe that by the kicker actually kicking the ball on that first attempt, they're doing themselves a disservice. But I can't back that up with math.
Rob Pizzola is a professional sports gambler. The Rams, the late game on Saturday, they host Falero's Dallas Cowboys. Rams are 7.5-point favorites.
I like the Rams. Falero's a Cowboys fan. I'm a Cowboys fan. I have no problem betting against my team if I think that they're going to lose. I think the Cowboys are going to get blown out this week. Now, 7.5 is a pretty big number in an NFL playoff game, especially when there's only 8 teams left. I would rather lay 7 with the Rams, so I would hold off here to see if you could potentially get a 7. If you can't, I think the Rams are a good teaser possibility this week because you can tease them down through 2 key numbers. So you can bring them down to a 1.5-point favorite in this game and pair them with someone else you like this week. But for me, everybody just keeps talking about how the Rams have the worst rush defense in the NFL and the Cowboys love to run the ball. I mean, that's no secret, but the Rams have had a bye week. Do you think they're just going to come out and let the Cowboys run the ball all over them? No, they're going to stack the box, and they're going to force the Cowboys to throw to beat them. The problem with that is Amari Cooper goes up against Aqib Talib, who's a very good cornerback. The Cowboys really don't have any other receiving threats. Cole Beasley is really banged up. They lost Allen Hurns last week to a really bad injury. So I don't see the recipe to success for the Cowboys in this game. If they can run the ball successfully, they have a shot. I just don't see it. I think the Rams will put up points, so I do like the Rams this weekend.
The game's on Sunday. The Patriots host the Chargers. That's the early game. Pats are a 4-point favorite.
And the Chargers keep getting screwed with these early start times on the East Coast. It's been working for them. I mean, this is a team that I think has played 7 now in the last 2 years, and they're 6-1 against the spread in those games. But 4 time slots this weekend, and of course they give the Chargers the early game on Sunday afternoon. So that's something that should work against them, although it hasn't. But I look at this game, and I think about the Patriots. If you look at the Patriots roster, and you didn't know that this team was the New England Patriots, what would the line be in this game? I mean, it would probably be a pick 'em. I think the Patriots are getting priced this way based on their reputation, not on the way that they've actually played this year. And I know you can find a ton of trends to support New England. Rivers has never beaten Brady before. The Pats' numbers in January have been very good in the past. But for me, this is not the same Patriots team. Ever since Josh Gordon got suspended, they have one receiver that can get separation. That's Julian Edelman. He goes up against one of the best slot corners in the entire NFL in Desmond King. Aside from that, Gronk looks like he's running with cement shoes on. They have Chris Hogan and Philip Dorsett, Cordarrelle Patterson. Like, these aren't real receiving options. And then the problem for me with the Patriots on defense, they have one pass rusher in Trey Flowers. No one else can rush the quarterback. I think Philip Rivers is going to be able to move the ball. I really like the Chargers this week. And right before I came on air, Falero was telling me how much he loved the Patriots this week. That makes me like the Chargers even more.
God, me too. I'm glad you got that inside info. That moves a line right there, knowing who Falero loves.
I mean,
late game on Sunday, the Saints host the Eagles. Saints are 8-point favorites.
This one's my least favorite game of the weekend. I slightly lean to the Eagles, and I know the Saints absolutely demolished Philly earlier this year, but a lot has changed since then. That was the Eagles' first game when they were missing pretty much their entire secondary. Carson Wentz is terrible in that game. They lost their starting center, Jason Kelce, who is one of the best centers in the league, early in the first quarter. I mean, don't get me wrong, the Saints could totally do that again. They're very good, but look at what the Saints have done post-Thanksgiving. It just hasn't been that same New Orleans team. They lost to Dallas. They played a couple of close games into the second half with the Panthers and the Bucks. They almost lost to the Steelers at home, arguably should have lost that game. So I still think the Saints are the best team in the league. I would make them the favorite to win the Super Bowl. But this isn't the unstoppable juggernaut Saints we saw earlier in the year. Maybe the bye helps them, but I would lean to the Eagles in this game if I was betting it. It's not a game I will bet, but I kind of like Philly.
All right, quickly, Rob Pizzola, 3 random games for us to bet over the next few days.
I'm going to keep going with the NBA first score as long as I see an advantage in these NBA first score props. Last week I said Marcin Gortat is the jump ball god or jump ball king or whatever. That's really not true. He's very, very good. But the true jump ball god is Andre Drummond. He is the real deal. The last 3 years, he's won 80% of jump balls.
Wow.
And they're taking on the Kings tonight. Willie Cauley-Stein is the center there. He's below 50% over the last 3 seasons. So very likely that the Detroit Pistons are going to win the tip-off tonight. There's not a universal price on first score here. You can find the Pistons at +100 at some books. Some books, they're minus 130. It doesn't matter what the number is. I make the Pistons minus 150 tonight to score first. So I like Detroit NBA first score. I think they get the first bucket of the game.
Guarantee you, you're not getting that info anywhere on the radio dial in Miami, but other than here. Next game, Rob?
I'm going to go with another NBA prop. Typically, I don't look at a ton of NBA props, but this one stood out to me as well. The Spurs are playing the Thunder tonight. The highest scoring quarter in the game will go to the San Antonio Spurs, minus 110. So the team with the most points in any quarter, I like the Spurs. The Spurs have been one of the best offensive teams in the league since the beginning of December. No Nerlens Noel for the Thunder. He had that brutal injury a couple nights ago. So the Spurs bench has an even bigger advantage over the Thunder now. I can see them putting up a really high number. I think this number should be Spurs minus 125 or so. So highest scoring quarter in that game goes to the San Antonio Spurs, who offensively have been lights out.
All right, and your final one?
My final one, I'm going to do some hockey just because, I mean, I'm Canadian. I love hockey. And tomorrow there's a game on the board. You're probably not going to win this bet often. It's going to be a big underdog. I don't even know if there's a line posted yet for tomorrow, but I'm going to say that there's going to be value on the Detroit Red Wings tomorrow. They're going to Winnipeg to take on the Jets. The Jets will be playing the second game of a back-to-back. They're without two key players. They're going to have their backup goalie in net tomorrow. The Wings are getting their best defenseman back. There's just a lot of things that are not going to get factored into the price when it's posted. I would expect the Red Wings to be at least plus 200 when that line goes up tomorrow. I think that's going to be a great value bet. Again, it's one of those where you just got to hold your nose. You're betting one of the worst teams in hockey against one of the best, but the situation, all the factors that go into it, I think Detroit at plus 200 or better tomorrow makes a really strong play in the NHL.
Rob Pizzola, you can follow him on Twitter. He's a professional sports gambler. He doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. He doesn't even have anything to sell you, so it wouldn't make any sense for that transaction to take place anyway. So what is he like? Let's see. Leans Miami tonight. Doesn't love the game, though. Maybe some of the Celtics unders like Tatum or Hayward. Likes the Florida Panthers in Edmonton tonight. Saturday, the Colts and the Rams. Sunday, the Chargers, and he would lean Eagles. Probably not going to bet that game, though. And tonight, NBA first score, the Pistons. Andre Drummond, the tip-off god. And Spurs Thunder tonight, highest scoring quarter goes to the Spurs. And the NHL tomorrow night, the Detroit Red Wings. Thank you, Rob. As always, we appreciate it. We're going to talk to you next week while we're in Vegas.
Oh, that should be fantastic. I'm looking forward to it, Mark.
Yes, that you should come out there and join us. We're going out for the Pacquiao Broner fight.
That sounds like a great time. If I could, I would. Let me put it that way. I'd love to, but I'm actually been doing some traveling myself. I might be in Spain for the show next week.
So. Oh wow! I mean, we'll have an international extravaganza. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Rob.
All right, guys. Enjoy the games this weekend.
Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler. We'll take a quick break. We went long with them. We'll come right back.